Zephyr. Yes, so let's go. Kuf Nun Bays in the tour. This is based on a sugya in the beginning of Maseches Avodah Zarah. So the really it's just see the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef in the beginning of Kuftun Beis Sif Aleph says as follows, right, quoting from the Torah, Goy ha'osa mishtel chupas bino obito asur li Yisrael lechol sham afilu ochel mishalo. That if a non-Jew is making a mishta, a celebration for the wedding of his son or his daughter, it's asur for a Jew to eat there, afilu ochel mishalo, even if he's going to eat his own food, or really his own kosher food, is what even going to be eating kosher food. So it sounds like, and we'll see, this is what it sounds like, that it's prohibited to go to a non-Jewish wedding, even a fully non-Jewish wedding. So where does that come from? So that comes from a Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Ches Amud Aleph, as seen in the Beis Yosef, Tana Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Yisraelim Shebechutz La'aretz Ovdei Avodah Zarah B'tarahim. That the Jews in Chutz La'aretz, they are considered like those who are Oved Avodah Zarah in purity. What does that mean? Perish below Kavana, the Ein Shemayim Al Lev, that they...
Samim.
Samim Al Lev. The Ein Samim Al Lev. Below that they don't have Kavana to violate Avodah Zarah, that they don't place it upon their hearts, but they are doing really bad things. How are they doing it? So Ketzad, how does this work? This is the Gemara. Goy she'asa mishta livno, that a guy is making a mishta for their son. Zimein kol ha'yehudim shaviru, and they invite all the Jews in the city. Afal pisha ochlem v'shosa mishalhem, even though they're going to eat and drink their own food, meaning kosher food. V'shimesh aleim omeid lifnehem, mala aleim, v'shimesh aleim shalahem omeid, they're going to have their own waiter. Maila aleim hakasav ki'ilu achlu mizbechei mesim. The pasuk considers as if they actually ate from zivchei mesim, from the sacrifice of Avodah Zarah. Shemar v'kara l'chav yachalta mizbecho. They're going to call it there. They're going to eat from their mizbeach, from the non-Jewish mizbeach. Perish mishasha ata kari lo mala ni al achilascha ki'iluhu mizbecho. That as long as you're being called to them, I'm going to consider it as if you're eating from their mizbeach. That's what the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says.
Is that like the porn story? And
I was reminded of that also, yes. And there's a medrash there that I think we quoted a few years ago that says that they ate me, I think based on the pasuk, it says me, tov me, I forget what the word is, that they actually got, the medrash makes it explicit and says, and don't think they had non-kosher wine, they got kosher wine, they got kosher food, and yet they're still called to task for going to the Achashverosh's feast. Yes, I thought of that as well. So the Torah continues, and it explains exactly from what point it becomes prohibited. And it says from a month before and a month after is totally a problem. And if he tells you it's a wedding feast within 12 months, that's still going to be a problem.
I'm not sure what this time frame is. I thought you're just not supposed to go to participate.
No. If there are wedding celebrations before and after. Until 12 months pass, so then if anything related to the wedding is not allowed to participate in. And then he adds in,
but how would that be different than this, like having a meal with them?
But the assumption is that this also has to do with Avodah Zarah. That they're having their wedding, so it's associated with a religious event. So umasha kasev imhu adam chashuv shagoy sameach bo im omer machmas achupa aser afilu la'achar shneim aser chodesh. That if it's to the point, if he's an adam chashuv, such that the non-Jew will be happy that he's coming, so even if he says it's after 12 months, it's still going to be a problem to go and eat with him, assuming that it's not to do with the chuppah. No, the Jew is an adam chashuv. So that's based on the Gemara, that on the continuation of the Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah, where it says that that somebody went. This is Rav Papa says, Ulvasa Tracer Yarchi Shasash is it Mutter? I believe the story of Rav Yitzhak Barid Rav Masharsha Ikla Leveya Hu Ovik Chavim, that he went to that to this non Jew's house. Lavasa Tracer Yarchi Shasa after 12 months, but he was still celebrating the wedding, right? Shame the Ode, and he heard him paying homage to his God, Uperish Velo Achel, and therefore he stayed away from him and he didn't eat in the feast. And he heard that this had to do with Avodah Zarah, and therefore he left. So the Gemara says, aye, so after 12 months sounds like it's a problem. So the Gemara says, well, Shiny Rav Yitzchak read the Rav Misharshi. Well, he's different. Why? The Adam Chashev. Because he's considered an Adam Chashev and therefore doesn't apply to him. Why would it be different? So the assumption is that practical, the other times that we've had the Adam Chashev is Shiny is because it doesn't look right. If you're an Adam Chashev, you should avoid doing some things that other people would do, like use a courtyard of a church. So we said an Adam Chashev should avoid doing it. So that's not because there's any more chashash of what going to happen. It's just that, like, that's a way of abstaining. But here, we're concerned that an Adam Chashev coming is going to lead to another round of korbanos. Like, oh, he's coming. Oh, I got him to come. Oh, let's bring another korban because I'm so excited that this Adam Chashev came to my house. So we're going to restart the whole celebration. Not restart. We're going to add to the celebration and actually bring korbanos. That's the implication one gets from this Gemara. So the Gemara
so an Aron HaChashev can't go? Or?
He shouldn't go even if it's after 12 months because of the risk that's going to bring about another sacrifice. The Beis Yosef points out here that the Rif and the Rush don't paskin like this extra Adam HaChashev story. And then he quotes from Rabbi Yitzchak, the Midas Chassidus, so the pairs that we consider Midas Chassidus, but you don't necessarily paskin that way. We'll see what the Shulchan Aruch does with this. And then, I don't know, for me, it's five lines before the bottom of this section, the Beis Yosef. He says, Umash Maktsas Midiktuk Lashon HaRambam.
Yeah, it is five lines from the bottom.
Okay, so Umash Maktsas Midiktuk Lashon HaRambam, Perek Tes. Delo Mitzar El Kesha Achol B'Mesibas Gayim. That it's only prohibited to actually eat with the non-Jews. Aval Kesha Yisraelim Ochlem B'Mesiba La'atzman. If the Jews get their own something. It's unclear what the something is. Maybe it means to get their own table. Maybe it means to get their own room. Even though they're eating in the even in the party house. So again, is it their own? Like they get a separate room in the party house, or it's in the Beis Hamishta and they get their own table. Hagai lo mitzar. It's still not going to be prohibited. Then the Beis Yosef says, therefore, one shouldn't be makel. So the Beis Yosef quotes this idea that possibly from the Rambam, that maybe the Rambam would be makel if the Jews got their own table, got their own meals, and it was separate for everybody else. But the Beis Yosef himself doesn't seem prepared to be makel on this. One more in this section here. If you look at the Drisha, the Drisha says Asur Yisrael Lechol Sham Afilu Ochel. The Drisha says Sarche Ian Im Nemar Gam Bahay Mutter Mishum Eva Lismoch Imo Kamoshakasov. That maybe there might be a heter Mishum Eva. Right, so we saw this already before as well, to go to the holiday parties that seem to be described in a couple of simanim ago, that if it's Mishum Eva, so if it's gonna cause some kind of disturbance, so then one perhaps can go to the holiday parties. So the Drisha suggests that maybe the same thing would apply here. What's the difference between a holiday party versus a wedding party? It's gonna be the same halacha. So that's the din here in the Torah/Beis Yosef. So if we go to the actually one more.
So you can do a kesaveva or.
So the Drisha suggests it. Okay. We'll see what we do with that. But wait a second. Hold on. Go to the last section here in the Beis Yosef Beis, where he goes on and says, "V'imagoy sholech liso lebeisa ofus chayim odagim kasav harash b'tshuva shemater." That if the non-Jew sends food to the Jewish house, I mean, it comes from the celebration, and it goes to the Jewish house, and it's a live animal that the Jew, a shechtet yourself deal. So he says that that's okay. That's from a tshuva sarash. And then the last part of the Beis Yosef, the last sentence in the Beis Yosef, says, "Ulafize afilu shelach lo baser sheshachtu Yisrael mutter." That if he sends prepackaged, he sends meat that was shechted by a Jew, and somehow you can ascertain that it's still kosher when it gets to your house, so that would be mutter as well. I mean, the problem is eating it in the non-Jewish party house, not eating it in your own house. Okay, so those are the parameters set in the Beis Yosef. So if we go to the Shulchan Aruch itself, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this din as Kufman Beisif Aleph, Obi Kochavim Osa Mishta, if an Obi Kochavim does a party, Lachupas Beno, Obito, or for his daughter, Asuli Yisrael Lachol Sham Afilu Ochil Mishalo, Vashamishalo, Omed Alav Mishamish. Now, even if it's his own food, even if it's kosher food and it's a servant, and it's a separate servant that's serving them, it's still going to be a problem. When does it become prohibited? From the time that he already begins making the wedding preparations. And 30 days after the party took place. But if he says, oh, I want to have you over because we want to celebrate my son's wedding, and it's even after that period, it's after 12 months, unless he's an Adam Chashev. So the Shulchan Aruch here is machmir on that question, but the Shach then points out and says, but the Rif and the Rambam leave out this issue of the Adam Chashuv, but then the Shach goes on and says, but Velinira the lo tsricha lekoso. The reason why he left out was he didn't even have to write it. Because in the mils the pshitahi, the Adam Chashuv yarchik atzma b'chol ma'ishi yocha. That an Adam Chashuv should stay away as much as he can from these things. Fine. Comes Sif Beis, and as we read before, Ima Obi Kochavim Shasa Chupa Shaleach Lebeis HaYisrael Ofus Chai Modakim Mutter V'Hodin Demutim Shalach Lo Lebeis Obasa Shachuk Gidino. If he sends him live animals, or if he sends him even shechted meat already, if we can ascertain that it's kosher, so it's still going to be permissible. But to participate in the party itself, so that's problematic.
So you can send them stuff just as a tribute, but you still can't go there to eat.
Well, who's you? You know, it's them the sending Jewish, to you. Meaning, Jewish, he sends you.
The food. Jews are sending to the non.
No, it's it's the non-Jew party sending to the Jew. That would be. So you're allowed to eat from him. He says, "Oh, you can't come here. Let me send you a dinner." All right, so that would be okay. The Shach Kufnun Beis Sif Aleph says, "Kasuv ha." Does it say by you the preacher or the drisha? Kasuv ha. First Shach Sif Aleph Kufnun Beis Aleph Asur Li Yisrael. Kasuv ha. It says preacher. Yeah, okay, even though it appears in the drisha. All right. Tzarech iyun im nemar gam b'hai mutter mishum eva lismoach imo. He has a question whether it maybe it's permissible in a case of eva. Now. So the Shach thing quotes from this Prisha / Drisha that it's that he thinks that it could be permissible in the case of Eva. So in the Taz here, the Taz Kufnun Beis Aleph. So he quotes from the Drisha. Nistafik iyesh b'kan hetem mishum eva. He wonders whether maybe it's permissible mishum eva. Kamo b'simim kuf memches. She'amru yismach imahem mifnei shehu k'maflif lehem. Like we had earlier, that you could participate perhaps a little bit in their holiday party. And he says, v'timheni al gavaraba de kavase. And he says, and I'm in shock that such an amazing tzaddik like the Drisha would say such a thing. Yistapik bazesh, reza mefurish b'pasuk shalam du mikra. He says, what do you mean? It's learned out from a pasuk, right? We learned it from the Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah, where it learns it out from a pasuk in Mishpatim, I think. So Amar Rava, because it says, Shenemar v'karal lecha v'yachaltem is b'chal, right? So it says in Shmos that, and he will invite you, and you will eat from his sacrifice.
Yeah, it's written here.
Right, so it's learned on, it's, oh, he actually has it in Mikra, yeah. Oh, v'karal lecha v'yachaltem is b'chal. It's learned that from a pasuk, right? And v'furish, barosh oso pasuk, pen hikaros bris, that lets you break the bris, liyoshe v'aretz, v'zanu achrei b'noseihem, and you're going to seek after their daughters. So the Torah clearly wants there should be some Eva. Meaning, we're going to, why do they want, what's the purpose of this? Right? The Torah says, what's the whole purpose of this issue? The purpose of this issue is, we don't want you to go into those types of parties. If you go to those types of parties, we're afraid that it's going to lead to intermarriage. So it says the Taz, right. So how do you avoid intermarriage? By bringing in a little bit of Eva into the picture, right? That's the whole point. We want there to be a little bit of Eva so that there's not going to be any issue. His v'lo matzinu heter mishum eva el heichasha mitzvah mishum davar acher. Right, the only time that we see eva is when there's a different issue involved. Shemishum isser elil. Right, if the issue is avodah zara, so okay, so maybe we're not going to invoke. We're not going to do it if it's going to lead. We're not going to be so strict if it's going to lead to eva. Shroy laharkik beizid varim beitir b'ksas varim mishum eva imahim. Mashenkin kana supposed to hear sheikar mitzvah shel isser achilas gufahu mishum shelo yiel lanu imahim ava. The whole purpose is there not be ava ve'ich nevatel ze gufe mishum eva. So why all of a sudden is going to be mutter because of eva? And then he adds in v'chein afilu b'tzivei derabanan. And even if it was only derabanan, could go and shel lechol bishel akum. Right? We don't need bishel akum. Why don't we? What's the reasoning behind bishel akum? So the main reason behind bishel akum is to avoid intermarriage, right? Inyan hu sheliyel anukir, that to not be closest with them. Mishum benozayim pshita she'ein shum heter mishum eva kol zefa. Right? So there's no heter in bishel akum that we'll matter you in order to avoid eva. The whole purpose is for there to be a little bit of eva. So therefore, he seems to say that it's problematic. How do we pass on this so quickly? So is there an issue with going to non-Jewish weddings? So it seems like there is. From my brief survey of whatever I could find online, I found somebody quoted a tshuva in the Mari HaBezek. You know, the Mari HaBezek is the, what's the organization called? The Eretz Chemda Institute. There's this organization in Israel, a Tzioni organization, that people like send in shilas and they put out these books with these shilas that they got. There's a shilah from Phoenix, Arizona in it once. I didn't send it in. It was before my time there. It has some fascinating, from all over the world, now mostly not from America, just from these random communities that they send in shilas to them. So one of the shilas was this, and the response was, you can go, but you can't eat. You can go, but you can't eat. The only other heter might be if you go and you get your own table. Right, because that's like the Rambam. But even that was questionable. The Beis Yosef seemed to paskin against the Rambam, and that heter doesn't make it to Shulchan Aruch. So that seems to be the psak. If one has a non-Jewish wedding to go to, the best thing to do is to go and not to eat. Certainly not to eat in the room itself. I don't know if anybody ever has the question of the Maisa. I'd look into it more. But that seems to be the.
Well, I mean, because of. But the Avodah Zarah part of it, potential Avodah Zarah part, is happened already. That it's the dinner sometimes is just the dinner.
Yes, so I saw that Avodah discussion.
There,
yes,
just the party.
Yes, I think that might be the next Taz. The Taz I think talks about that as well and says that that the real issue is chasnus. I mean, if you're going with the Taz's learning, that the real issue is going to be is a marriage issue, so then it's going to be okay. The Nekudas HaKesef, I think, does say. I should have said Nekudas HaKesef, who's the Shach, argues and says, no. We would permit it mishum eva. He says, and you're going to say that it's a doraisa din. No, it's not really doraisa. It's not a din doraisa. It's an asmachta, and therefore maybe it would be mutter mishum eva. The Chazon Ish also says that it's mutter mishum eva, but I would point out that eva is not necessarily. I mean, you have to be realistic about what's considered eva. Right, if it's really eva, if it's your boss, and the boss comes and says, "I want you to come," or I could see like somebody who is, as we've had this discussion about Karov L'Malchus, somebody like involved with the government, and you know, the president makes a wedding or something like that. So maybe then, and assuming that it's not an intermarriage, right? It's just a non-Jewish wedding, so I could hear maybe there's an eva issue involved. But if it's like your neighbor, and your neighbor invites you to their kid's wedding who's not Jewish, and you can say, I'm sorry, I don't really want to go to, and they'd say, okay, you know, they turn their shoulders, okay, I understand. Mm-hmm. So that is, I mean, the only possible heter is eva, and I think it's important to be realistic about what eva really is. That is, it really cause eva by a person to not being there. It's the same thing with the holiday party issue. And the holiday party, so it's mutter, there might be some things that are mutter mishum eva. Okay, but you have to be realistic as to what really is eva. So for many people, it will cost you your job. It will cost you your promotion. It will really make you look bad. So, okay, that's an eva issue. But sometimes it's, oh, you don't want to come. Okay, so don't come. You know, more beer for me if you don't come. So one has to, I think, be realistic about it, right? But it is, this Taz is machmir. Shach seems to be Mekel. There's a Chazon Ish that seems to be Mekel. But that's, I think that's only when you really need to be Mekel. By the case of Eva, if it's not, if it doesn't rise to that level, so it seems like just the Stam go to a non-Jewish wedding is something that probably should be avoided.